We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, last Friday night you went over to Chase County. You knew it was going to be a battle, and it turned out to be that way. And it came down to basically really the last couple plays of the ball game when Chase County was able to pull out a 44-36 victory. But overall, how'd you feel about the way your guys played?
Well, I was very pleased with how we fought and fought to get back in the game. Chase County was... coaches had them very well prepared. They took advantage of any mistakes we made and turned them into points. Early on, you know, you get down two scores right away. You never know with your young, inexperienced team what they're going to do. But our veteran leadership definitely made everybody calm and told them that we could do this still. And second half, we made some adjustments and got it tied up with a minute to go, but just couldn't hold the lead. And so, you know, I felt like we grew up. I felt like we got a lot better, but we still lost. So we've got to take something from that and build on it. And so it's not just a loss. It's a momentum game. It could slingshot us into the rest of our season if we use it the right way.
Where did you feel like your team showed the most growth or the most improvement?
We're doing a new defense. Guys are learning their roles. We've got guys that maybe played some kickoff and some, you know, end of the game type minutes. They played JV, but now they're being asked to be starters, play the full game, you know, and be mentally locked in, not just physically. And so it's different. But like I said, I feel like we got a lot better, and we can use it to go forward with.
We're visiting with Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner. And you have Waverly coming up on Friday night. This is a intra-district showdown, and Waverly playing well. They're coming off of two wins to start the season. What challenges do you see Waverly offering your football team?
I thought they looked really good when they played Burlingame. They get most of their guys back. I went back and watched last year's film and this year's, and those guys are playing a lot more confident, more disciplined. Coaches have got them coached up. They're not real deep, but those eight guys they're putting out on the field, they're ready to play and they know what they're doing. So we'll have our hands full, and we're going to have to play smart, disciplined football and execute and not turn the ball over, because they look very confident right now.
And for your benefit, you do get Luke Davies back this week.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. You know, he's definitely one of our veterans. He started as a freshman and sophomore and had multiple all-league honors and all-district honors. So it's been tough not having him. I think it'll be like a spark plug for the team, just knowing he's back. You know, he brings an athleticism that we can't replace. So we're excited about that.
Coach Hadley, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Have a good week of practice. Good luck on Friday night against Waverly, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
That's Lebo head football coach Brian Hadley on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Miller Concrete, Essential Monuments, Grimmett Construction, and Auburn Pharmacy on KVOE Live and Local.